Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on Sports Map Radio. It is Wake Up Call. Glad you'll be listening. This is the birthday edition for Ron Culver. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what is the good of the day despite besides it's your birthday?
Well, the good of the day, and since it is my birthday, if I lived in Bend, Oregon, yeah, I might actually take advantage of this and step back in time. And
really?
Do one of my childhood, one of my favorite childhood memories.
Which is what?
The last remaining Blockbuster on the planet is located in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. I saw this, right.
And starting today at 1 p.m. Pacific time, they are accepting reservations for you to spend the night in the last remaining Blockbuster on the planet.
So it's kind of like an Airbnb.
Yes.
That's sweet.
And that's how you find it. You find it through Airbnb.
That's amazing.
They have like a little studio area set up where they have a bed and they have a TV and you have all the movies that you want to watch. I mean, that's kind of fun.
So they're letting you stay in their business where you will be able to grab any of the movies that they have to rent.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
Now, how much would you pay to spend the night at an Airbnb?
That's really a good question.
At a Blockbuster video store.
Well, here's the thing. If you had one of those devices that could stop time where you could just, you know, like freeze everybody in place, it would be worth it. But given that you're only going to be there a certain amount of hours, you better choose wisely.
You check in at 9 p.m. You check in is from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., closing time. Obviously, because
right.
It's still a business. They're still renting. You probably have to be out by morning, right?
When
the store opens. Maybe they have a little bit later hours.
I'm not finding the appeal of this in terms of all of the movies that you can watch.
Maybe
you're going to get two in? Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, because you're going to fall asleep. Maybe you just sleep all day and you binge watch movies all night long.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's going to cost you the price of a video rental.
Oh, a couple of bucks?
$4.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
To spend the night in the store. Now, one of the other things I'm hoping for, they hopefully installed curtains.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Because I mean, unless you're voyeuristic,
I have a question that's not fun to ask because these are actually kind of geeky questions. What's their insurance cost on this? Like, if it's $4,
I have no idea.
Insurance goes, wait, you're just going to let a stranger just sleep here? Yeah, it's going to cost you a couple. You know, here's your policy on that for all of the, or maybe they go, yeah, we don't care. They can take whatever they want. They can break everything. I don't care.
Yeah, this says here, Sandy Harding, who's the manager of the last Blockbuster, she said, during your stay, I'll be there to hand you the keys, but after that, the store is yours for the night. When we meet, I just ask that you wear a mask. I will be too. And we keep 6 feet of social distance.
Not bad. That's actually not bad.
So for $4. Yeah. I mean, you know, and it looks comfortable.
Yeah. You know what? This might sound like a fun thing to do.
You know, I mean, unfortunately, there is only a half bath.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Hopefully they dressed it up a little bit. It doesn't look like your stereotypical employee restroom.
But this would be a good opportunity to get to watch a movie that is not readily available on Netflix or anywhere else where you're like, man, remember that 1987 fun movie about the alien that, you know, whatever it is, and it'd probably be in that Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah, go grab it. So, man, how much fun was going to? I know it sounds weird, but
that was the thing.
Fun?
That's why I said, you know, living one of your childhood memories. I couldn't wait. It was like
it
was a staple in our house. Like Friday night, just go and rent some movies.
Yeah, like it was so cool to go to praying that the latest thing was that you wanted to see was like available. Like, oh my god!
And if it wasn't, you're like
freaking out, and you had to go find something else.
Fine, I'll watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure again.
Just walking up and down and being like, what do I want? Grabbing one and then putting it back because something else was bad. It was great.
Or you grabbed one and you walked around with it for a while because you couldn't decide, do I really want to watch this? Am I feeling drama tonight? I feel like comedy or action tonight.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember when I had herniated disc surgery. My part of the thing was I had to lay down all day, and we wheeled in one of those DVD TV combo things into the room. And my wife would just bring home bunches of movies. She's like, "I think you might like these, and if you don't, I don't care." She's like, "Watch these," and that was great. It was fun. I didn't know what she was going to bring. It was great. Now it's like I flip through Netflix all the time.
Seen it. Don't care. Yeah.
That is a good one.
It'll be interesting. I hope people hope there's going to be photos posted.
Absolutely. All right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I'm going to give to Charlie Woods.
Charlie Woods.
You know who Charlie Woods is?
Charlie Woods. No. Who's Charlie Woods?
The son of Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah. Okay.
He was in a golf tournament over the weekend.
And tell me he won.
He. This is what I'll aken it to. 2000 U.S. Open.
He won by a mile?
It was a a nine-hole tournament. He shot 3 under for 33 and won the tournament by 5 strokes.
Wow. All right, so why is this a bad?
Because it's Tiger's kid, man.
Yeah, he has access to everything.
Tiger was served as the caddy, his caddy.
So how old is he? What does it say?
It did say. I'm trying to find it real quick because I lost it here. 11.
He's 11 years old.
He's 11 years old. That's why it's bad. I mean, great on Charlie. I'm glad. I hope he has all the success, blah, 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 blah. But he's 11 years old. He just dominated a nine-hole par three course, winning it by 5 strokes.
Yeah, because he's like, yeah, in my house, I have like 3 putting greens and like I can hit. Yeah.
He shot
got a field, and my dad has computers and laser beams that measure everything.
Tony, he shot 3 under.
Yeah.
What have you ever shot under?
No.
He's 11, kids.
That's awesome. Well done.
You can't be shooting under anything when you're that. I don't care if it's a par 3 course or whatever it might be. You can't be under for the entire thing.
Yeah, but he, you know. Again, he's like, his dad is like, "No, move your arms here," and kids just adapt and they just do that.
Yeah. And to win it, I mean that's fat. That's 2000 U.S. Open fashion, right?
Here's a line that a coach told me a long time ago. Right? He said, "Look, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Perfect practice makes perfect." So a lot of us who are not good at golf and have played for years and years and years is because we're doing the wrong thing over and over and over again. He probably at a very young age learned to do the right thing very early, and that's now what he does.
Yeah.
So he learned very young the club is actually supposed to be positioned here because his dad perfected that. And then instead of me, he was trying to figure it out on my own as a kid, watching Jack Nicklaus golf my way or whatever. But he was like, "No, we're going to do this." And then, by the way, when you're bored, you can go into this studio where a laser will measure everything and tell you if you're doing it right or wrong. And you can go to this, go in the backyard. Like, he's got everything at his disposal. And with free time, he probably perfected everything. So, not that surprised, but yeah, it stinks. Like, can you imagine being another parent and being like, really? Like, he gets to show up?
I got paired up with him. I mean, first of all, you're pretty cool. You're excited because, like, oh, man, Tiger's his caddy.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, he's getting pro tips. He's like, how are you reading this green, son? No, you're doing it wrong. Aim for your ball right here. Trust me.
Does Tiger have to bring, like, oranges and snacks and stuff to these tournaments?
No, it's an individual sport. It's not a team sport.
Yeah, well, don't they play in groups? Like, here's a bunch of kids from the local local club.
I don't know if that's how it works. I think it's a cutthroat league. To be honest with you,
maybe so.
Tiger's not sharing the wealth.
No, he's definitely not. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I want everyone who's listening right now, get out your 2020 bingo card.
Yep.
Because if you had fire tornadoes on your bingo card, go ahead and check that puppy off.
Where is fire tornadoes?
California.
Really?
There's a wildfire. Now, I knew this about wildfires, that wildfires do create their own weather pattern sometimes. And you have seen fire tornadoes. But this one actually appeared on a radar.
Did it really?
That it looked like, you know how they look at the green and the red kind of meshing together? It was a meteorologist doing it. It's like, yeah, it looks like a fire tornado is being created right here. That's all we need.
Fire tornadoes.
Yep.
Oh, great.
So if you had fire tornadoes, check it off.
seriously, with the virus, we've had the murder hornets. We had there was the shark, all the shark sightings that are going on in Maine and the
still
Northeast,
going on.
Still going
just
on.
I saw
there.
News. There was a news report like literally 30 seconds ago where a man is a hero for punching a great white shark while he and his wife were out in the water swimming.
That woman died on vacation.
Yes.
By a shark attack.
Not the same one. Not the one not who the husband saved his wife.
No. But this
different one,
she was like an executive in New York City. And she was just out there and got eaten. Or not eaten, but bitten enough to die from it. Yeah. But that now fire tornadoes.
And fire tornadoes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Plus, there's probably a bunch of things I'm missing.
Oh, I'm
in the 2020 mess that we've had this
year. Well, I mean, we started off the year heading into World War III and the fires in Australia.
Yeah, that's
right. Don't forget about those guys.
Remember that. Exactly.
And Kobe. Yeah.
Fire tornadoes.
But fire tornadoes, that's the latest and greatest coming out of California. It's going to sweep across the land now.
Amazing. All right. One of the things that happens with every single night and as I get ready for the show, I get a long night of doing some things, reading, preparing, and then getting up early and need some energy. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give me the sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or the crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots consistently get 5-star reviews, including one from me. The secret is the patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. That powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism, turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, again, giving you that energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday on Wake Up Call.